We go around, actually my wife hand letters yard signs for each of the musicians that says the name of the band and when they're performing. We go around or have volunteers a few days before and plant those in the yards where the performances are going to be. So our big responsibility, one of several, is to coordinate when all the performers want to play and to make sure that two neighbors who are performing aren't playing at the same time right next to each other. So we have a big bunch of maps of the neighborhood that we lay across our dining room table. We put in all the leaves of the table and make it as big as possible, and we figure out when that group can play, that their performance won't be bothered by any of their neighbors and their performance won't bother any of the other neighbors.
You could have two neighbors play as long as the song they were playing was dueling banjos.
Same, yeah, that kind
dueling
of thing.
Banjos going back. I can imagine you doing that with a neighbor.
We have had one performance on a lower balcony and then, you know, moved to a performance on the upper balcony. But no, we've never had two that harmonize. It's an intriguing thought. We do have one lovely act that performs where they do live karaoke. It's a rock and roll band. You know, they have a theme. This last time it was the Beatles. They played a lot of Beatles songs. They have people sign up. And I had the honor of singing Yellow Submarine with this like live rock band backing me up. It was really fun. I will say this has been one of those things that's been more than we could have hoped for, you know, the Waterhill Music Fest. One of our jobs has been protecting it from commercialism. People let us know that they have a friend who has a hot dog truck or something, and I say, well, it's a free country, and because it's a free country, I want to use my freedom of speech to try to talk your friend out of bringing their hot dog truck to our festival. We like the idea that people don't have an opportunity to exchange much money at all. There is a local bakery that people can go to, and they have half off on their homemade ding-dongs during the festival. And also the local Democratic Party has a fundraiser up in the park in the middle of the neighborhood, and we encourage people to go to that, saying, you know, there's something there for everybody. The Democrats can go to support the cause, and Republicans might want to go and eat more than their $10 worth.
I guess it's not too hard to pick out your political sympathies from that.